If your main problem with radio is all of those words, you'll love our next audio quiz, which is made up entirely of sound effects. Grace Ann, you're getting your cat taxidermied. Can you tell me why you decided to do this with your cat?
He was gorgeous, so I didn't want to cremate him because I just couldn't stand the thought of him just going up into smoke. And I live in New York, so I have no piece of land to bury him
That's
in.
That's true.
You know, so taxidermy.
Have you received your pet back from the taxidermist?
No, this taxidermist is so good that there is a queue of pets in line that he's not even going to work on my cat until about July. So my cat is in a freezer in Ohio right now.
Hey. Must be awesome to be that guy's neighbor. Eric, you work as a commercial litigator, entertainment and theater lawyer, and adjunct professor at Columbia Law School.
Yes.
How can one person do all these things?
Very carefully.
Very carefully?
I teach one day a week.
Okay.
And it's a legal writing course, so that takes up a limited amount of time. And litigation, when I have cases, I go and I have trials or I do things. And then the entertainment part, I help people who are actually musical theater writers, producers. I help them do the agreements with each other. And sometimes one thing turns into the other. If, you know, people don't get along, they always need a litigator. So...
Fantastic. Let's go to your next game, an audio rebus where sounds plus sounds equals fun. A rebus is a puzzle where words are replaced by pictures, but since this is radio and we don't have pictures, we're going to play rebuses made from sound effects. Cecil Baldwin, can you talk us through an example?
Sure. See if you can decode this concept that you learned about in science class. Plus... So that was the sound effect of static, plus the sound effect of electricity, so static electricity.
Okay.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay, Grace Ann, you won the last game, so you win this, you'll go to the final round. Eric, you need to win this, or Julian will follow you around playing this. If I were you, I would aim to lose. All right, let's get to the game. Here's your first one. This is a classic car. Plus. Eric.
Thunderbird.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's your next one. This is a controversial oil pipeline. Plus, arguably two antiquated sounds. Eric.
I should know better, but I think it's just the ringtone pipeline.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Grace Ann, can you steal?
Keystone?
Keystone pipeline. All right. I kind of like that you said that, Eric. All right, this is a three-parter. It's a famous crotchety literary character's catchphrase. Plus. Plus. Hey, puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, can you give them a hint?
Sure. It's said by the character from A Christmas Carol.
Eric.
Bah humbug?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, this is something an audiophile might own.
Dive, dive, dive.
Plus. Grace Ann.
Subwoofer.
That is correct. That submarine sound is from the movie U-571. All right, this is your last clue. Are you happy? Mixed messages. All right. This is a facial accessory. Plus. Eric.
Nose ring?
Nose ring is correct. Yeah. Okay, puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
Eric, you won that game, so we're going to a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall into that category. And the first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Name the seven dwarfs from the movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Grace Ann, to start off.
Sleepy.
Correct. Eric?
Dopey.
Dopey. Grace Ann?
Sneezy.
Sneezy. Eric?
Grumpy.
Grumpy. Grace Ann?
Doc.
Yes, there we go. Back to you, Eric.
Sleepy, grumpy, dopey, friendly.
Unfortunately, oh. No, there was no friendly. The last two remaining were bashful and happy. Eric, we're sorry to see you go. Grace Ann, you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Grace Ann in our final round at the end of the show, and we'll talk to Josh Groban and Lucas Steele, who star in a Broadway musical based on the book War and Peace. And we'll find out who plays war and who plays peace. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.